The first thing, which may be really obvious, but it is, you have to figure out what kind of project it is, because only when you know what kind of project it is will you know the type of bond that might be in place and therefore the requirements that you would need to follow in order to perfect that bond claim. And there are generally these three different kinds of projects. There's your private project, which is controlled by the Texas Property Code, and those are just commercial buildings that are being put up without any government municipalities involved, and as I said, those are governed by the Texas Property Code, and we'll be talking about each one of these, but the statute will tell you what requirements need to be followed and what the limitations periods are and other things. The second project kind of project we'll talk about is the state project, which is state government entities, counties, municipalities, school districts, all those quasi-state entities, and the government code, the Texas government code, will control those types of bonds, and that's section 2253 of the government code. And then there are Miller Act or federal projects, which are military bases, federal government buildings, and those are controlled by the statute known as the Miller Act, which is the side of the statute is shown on the slide. And the paper will give you details of each of these, but again, if you're trying to figure out where are we in this scheme of making a bond claim? You're not sure whether a bond exists. The first thing you need to do is figure out what kind of project it is. Look at the statute, and then each of those statutes will provide a procedure for obtaining information about the bond itself. So if you say, well, I don't know if there's a bond even in place, there are provisions in each of the Property Code, Government Code, and Miller Act which will allow you to request information from the owner, contractor, various entities that will at least get you on the road to figuring out whether a bond exists, because sometimes it's not clear.